I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Sarah Perikoski, Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. They have tabulated several resources on their website for voters with disabilities, and we heard more from Sarah Perikoski.
You know, historically, people with disabilities don't vote as much as people without. Part of that is they just need some more resources to feel more engaged and more confident in going to the polls if they want, or they want to vote absentee. So we just want to get that information out because it's important.
What are some of the things that you are doing to inform people?
We are doing a 5-part series on our website. Really, the best place to go to find the information. It's resources. We're doing local League of Women Voters, giving them information about that. We'll do national. We'll get federal vote and the statewide resources on where to vote, how to vote, what kinds of things to expect when you go to your polling place. That's accessible.
I'm guessing that with the mail-in and the absentee and all that other stuff, that's a real step in the positive direction for what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, if you have a print disability or if you have a blind, if you're blind or have visually impairment, you have a learning disability, you might not be able to hold a pen and pencil, you can get an accessible electronic absent voter ballot. Mm-hmm. When you go to the polling place, you can also do a voter assist terminal or the VAT, so that if you have a hard time marking the ballot, the machine will help mark it for you, and then it'll be counted just like anybody else's. So there's just different ways that you have accessible options to get into that polling place.
You mentioned that option at the polling place. Now, as someone that's been to a polling place many times, is that something I've just not noticed or known about?
It's really important to call ahead and talk to the clerk or the polling place people because they're supposed to have it. Now, whether it works and they understand it, is part of their responsibility. So you should make sure to call ahead to make sure it works and that they have it out.
I don't mean to interrupt, but is that part of your responsibility, but that is part of your mission here, just to make sure that those people are aware at the polling place?
Okay. Yep, exactly. And in Marquette, I know they're very aware of it. They've used it. I've seen it. They work it. But there are some places around the Upper Peninsula, and we serve all the counties, that are not as familiar, and it's stuck in a closet somewhere, and they forget to bring it out. But that's the right of the voter to have that accessible.
So I can see that this part of it, but where did the overall initiative come to really get out and get this word to folks?
I think it's really just the fact that we want to make sure people with disabilities vote. Anybody, we're really important right now to get out and you know, exercise your right. And so we wanted to make sure that people knew the information. We, as a Center for Independent Living, get state and federal dollars, so we can't endorse candidates, we can't back and you know, promote, but we can promote the information about how to vote.
Well, you mentioned it's available through your website. What is the address to get that?
So you go to upsail, SAIL.org. From there, you can get to the voter information page for us. Give us a call if you need more help. 906-228-5744.
That's Sarah Perikoski, Executive Director of SAIL, the Disability Network of the UP. With a look at what's happening in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.